Morning, everybody. Start with item number one.
From the Director of Economic Development, a verbal report relative to items in the County Executive's 2012 recommended budget regarding economic development. This item is informational only.
Just a reminder to individuals in the audience to always introduce themselves for the people that are listening on the over the microphone system.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to meeting members.
The red light should come on. Sometimes you have to hold it down for a second. Or not. Okay.
Oh, it's on. There we go. Good morning again, Madam Chair and committee members. Brian Tafor, Director of Economic Development. Thanks for having me here today. Real briefly, I'm just going to outline the current new Economic Development Division inside of Department of Administrative Services, as well as the newly created revolving loan fund program inside the budget. I do have copies for everyone, and whoever would like one, I'll put them in their mailbox. This is all of our backup or data that we compiled while trying to create the revolving loan fund. There's just different, it's a lot of good information that we looked at. First of all, in the budget, you'll see a new division, again, of economic development created inside of Department of Administrative Services, where we bring in economic development, real estate services, as well as Milwaukee County automated mapping and land information. Systems are transferred into this, as well as a holder for marketing. I think we all agree that marketing is a great part of economic development, and we should have a marketing piece in there, but just due to budget times, rather than trying to hire someone for marketing or going and pulling someone who might be in working for the zoo or the park or the airport or something else, is that we take this next year to identify who those people are in the county right now who are already doing marketing and who might have some capability of working with economic development. And so we thought that was probably the most organized and thoughtful way to go about that. And I think when you look at economic development and real estate services and McCamless and that GIS component, I think there's a definite synergy there in working together and also bringing it under DAS for a really centralized approach, because there's going to be a lot of different divisions, I think, underneath there that could all use some sort of economic development or real estate or GIS component. That's kind of the division in a nutshell.
Mr. Tafor, there's I think it was Mr. Boltman, he put on everyone's, by everyone's seat, the actual budget write-up. So as we go on, if committee members want to ask specific questions, feel free to ask them when they appear for you rather than waiting to the end, because I think there's major different components of your presentation.
Okay.
Are there any questions at this time on the budget, on the combining and realigning the departments under DAS, under Economic Development Department? If they come up later, that's okay too. Okay, go ahead.
Great, thank you. Next will be the Revolving Loan Fund Program again. This was big on the county executive's agenda when I first got here, and so probably for the past 3 or 4 months I've been working with the gentleman from DAS to really see what are best practices, who's doing revolving loan fund programs, who's doing it well. And so, again, we looked at Kenosha Area Business Alliance, Racine County Economic Development Corporation, Waukesha Economic Development Corporation, Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, as well as Columbia County. Just different things. And if I can, I'm just going to read a little line from the United States Economic Development Administration, the EDA, because we kind of looked at that to see who was doing it too. And actually, it says EDA has identified best practice from two successful revolving loan fund operators, and one of those happened to be the Racine County Economic Development Corporation. So the EDA has identified Racine Area Economic Development Corporation as one of the best practices. And so that's a lot. So we based a lot of what our revolving loan fund program will be based on the Racine's model. So basically, the structure is we create a Milwaukee County Economic Development Corporation, which is a nonprofit corporation created for the purpose of really overseeing Milwaukee County's revolving loan fund program. Milwaukee County Economic Development Corporation will be established with a 9-member board consisting of the county executive, the county chairman, supervisors, and individuals with broad community interests that have a special expertise and knowledge of commercial lending and economic development process. And here's the point where I want to make sure that we left it fairly generic for a reason. The Milwaukee County Economic Development Corporation shall create the bylaws, policies, and procedures manuals of the revolving loan fund program. So the objectives, the purpose, the fees, eligible areas, eligible applicants, activities, businesses, what makes you ineligible, and program requirements. Now, it was our understanding that this group, because it did have supervisors and the chairman along with it that would work with the county board, with the supervisors, whether it's this committee or a finance committee, on approving what those policies and procedures are, you know, as well as inside those policies and procedures having a quarterly meeting or a quarterly review with the supervisors or the committee members. And so it was really, we really wanted this group in hands with the supervisors to create these policies and procedure manuals. Next part, the second part of this would be the administration part, and really looking to see what it takes to administer this. And you're talking about, you know, loan underwriting, loan closing, loan servicing, marketing, and all these things. And I will give you another example of what it takes. Here is the letter. I'll put this in your basket. This is a letter. This is the agreement between Racine Economic Development Corporation and Waukesha Economic Development Corporation, because Waukesha doesn't do their own administrative. They decided that they didn't have the capabilities in-house to do it, and so Racine does theirs. And so I would expect that the Milwaukee County Economic Development Corporation look to partner with an existing economic development organization that has, you know, experienced a high level of success as well as demonstrated a best practice approach to revolving loan funds through an RFP process. It could be the Racine area. It could be Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation. But my concern is that there's a lot that goes into administrating these, and I'm not sure that that at this time the county has the assets or the people that can actually administer with the loan reviews and loan committees and servicing and all those other things. Next would be the funding. The funding goes as in 2012, and it's 2012 alone, 50% of all land sale revenue received by the county above the amount budgeted for real estate services to cover their operating expenditures will be transferred into the Milwaukee County Economic Development Corporation up to a maximum of $5 million. Once it hit the $5 million number, we wouldn't transfer any more in there. Also with that, 20% of the money transferred to the Milwaukee County Economic Development Corporation will be appropriated for the purpose to fund a nonprofit agency that principally serves the minority group members. That would mean what would qualify for that would be all of the workforce development training that you see. So 20% of that fund could go right to workforce, whether you're talking about whether you're talking about WIBIC, the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative, whether you're talking about the Urban League, whether you're talking about Big Step, any training program, 20% that gets transferred into this Milwaukee County Economic Development Fund will already be appropriated to any one of those. And I assume the board would just do, again, an RFP process to see, what made sense for this. That's pretty much behind the revolving loan fund program when we came up with it. Be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could you just state, I guess, fairly clearly for me why we need this as far as where's the market demand? Have we been approached? Why isn't your conventional banking system, providing the funds necessary for companies to grow in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Supervisor, you know, great question. What we've seen so far as this year is most of the most of job growth has been from entrepreneurs and businesses that are already here and growing. And lending has been tight, especially for a lot of these entrepreneurs and that. And so what this does is, you know, I mean, we've been in conversations before where they say, how can the county help? What sort of financial tools do we have? And currently we really don't have any financial tools. This gives us a tool to help those that traditionally might not be able to get commercial lending or traditional financing, because it's tight right now. And so this is the opportunity for those people who want to start a business that might not qualify for loans, it kind of gives them a head start. It's meant for small, medium-sized, those entrepreneurs, lower dollar amounts, to help them get started and help them grow and create jobs.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor, what's on the agenda?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question about when we outsource, I guess I have some concern about outsourcing of the decision-making to this committee. I'm more intrigued by using the sort of the back-end administration of another entity, that because I have had those concerns about our internal capacity on some of in underwriting some of our other deals. I've expressed that many times. What do we know about what that would cost us, that administration?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Supervisor, I believe we'd find that out in that RFP process from just the conversations that I've had with Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation. For example, it's a certain percentage off of the interest alone of money deployed. So it was they threw out the number 15%. So it would be 15% of the interest of the money that they actually deploy. So if $5 million is moved into this, that principal isn't going for the administrative fees. It's if we had $2 million deployed out there, they would take 15% of the interest that we charge for this. That's my understanding of how we do it. But again, my understanding would be hashed out during the RFP process once this board looked to that third party or that person who's going to be the administrator of it.
When you say this board, you mean the outside board, not this board?
Well, the Milwaukee County Economic Development Corporation, working obviously in hands with whoever they decide. When they create those policies and procedures, that's when there needs to be some sort of, because there will be supervisors on that creating that, whether they bring the advisory this committee into it or whether they bring the whole board into it on creating those policies and procedures, that's really up to them.
Okay. Yeah, I would just comment, Madam Chair, that continues to be one of my biggest concerns is this essentially the outsourcing of the board level function. I'd like to know more and learn more about the outsourcing of the administrative function, but that actually does carry some interesting prospects for me. Other concerns, I guess, is just the overall scope of the $5 million allocation and what that says about what we think we're selling and how that compares to what we all know to be our realities in terms of the need for cash financing, other things, and the current underfunding of the contingency fund. So those would be my main points, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Tafor, I congratulate you on having an emphasis on funds going to minority entities or entities that would be concerned about minority business development and employment. And as we know, as we've learned through this great recession, that according to one's education and experience, those who have more education tend to have less unemployment than those that don't have as much education as you go up the scale from non-diploma to diploma to associate degree to bachelor's degree and master's degree, et cetera. But I am But I do want to say that I wish you could have told us, or you, I heard what you said during the Finance and Audit Committee budget hearings as it relates to Racine Economic Development, Waukesha Economic Development, that you had, you've had the contact. But if you said it with respect, I think you did mention the Economic Development Administration of the Department of Commerce. I think I heard you say that in your previous comments. But if you were looking toward a regional entity, given that Racine has its Economic Development Corporation, Waukesha has its, and you also further this morning you've told us that the Racine Economic Development Corporation is actually acting as an administrative arm of the Waukesha Development Corporation. If you had presented that information to us earlier, maybe that would have helped us, because as you understand, there's been a development of an amendment by supervisors on this committee, and maybe we would have gotten a better sense as to how this could have happened. But keep in mind, even if those structures were in place and we were to look toward regionalism, we would substantially want some control over our portion, rather, so that for whatever jobs need to be created, whatever funds needed to be tendered, submitted to entities within Milwaukee County, then that would have happened. So
yeah.
I just regret that you hadn't developed this and fleshed this out to us earlier. And that's what I'll say.
Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you. You alluded to the success of the Racine Revolving Loan Fund.
Mm-hmm.
How long has that fund been in existence, and what type of success have they had?
Madam Chair, Supervisors. I can definitely get that for you. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I do have their bylaws and their manual and their procedures that's created in there, as well as the letter from the EDA that states, I'm just looking at it real
quick. They have best practices.
They have best practices, and why basically their risk assessment process, their grading scale, their risk mitigation process, their marketing partnerships with it. I don't have it right now, but I'll definitely get it for you.
And I think that's important to have, Madam Chair. Best practices does not equate to a successful revolving loan fund. So I think that more detailed information on why we're using Racine as a benchmark is necessary. You also alluded to some other areas that have revolving loan funds in their own economic development areas. How long have they been in existence, and what type of success have they had?
Madam Supervisor, Chair, or Madam Chair, Supervisors, the ones that we've seen have been for at least the last, I know, in the 1970s or the 1980s. The Kenosha Area Business Alliance one has been very successful, too, and that's actually a unique process in that there's no county board members or city members on the committee. The committee is made up of all outside people. And they've been extremely successful at using that revolving loan fund to lure especially Illinois businesses across the county line into Kenosha.
So the fund has been in existence for over 30-plus years.
Yes.
And they're also, as Supervisor Johnson alluded to, using other communities to kind of like offset some of their administrative functions.
Not Kenosha. Kenosha does it. Kenosha Area Business Alliance is a nonprofit corporation that does it all by themselves. Racine does it all by themselves. Waukesha is one that uses Racine to do theirs. The Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation is run out of it's housed with DCD, and they do it all. There's two former M&I gentlemen who use an M&I platform to do all their loan servicing and that.
I still think it's important for us to find out over a 30-year period. I'm sure they've had some ups and downs and made some mistakes and learned from those mistakes, but it's important for us to, I guess, put it in context that this is not going to be an immediate like shot in the arm for Milwaukee County. That there will be a growth period, and now we need to really make
make a decision if a $5 million investment today will give us a return of whatever percentage we're trying to put in place over the next 5 years or 10 years. That's, at this point, at least to me, is kind of ambiguous. And the perception and even the presentation that we've had here and even during the budgeting session has been extremely optimistic. I'd rather be, I guess, realistic and look at exactly what we should expect and make a clear determination if this is a good use of our limited resources at this moment in time. So concept, I think, is great. We just, or at least I myself, I need more details. Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Biddle, did you?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I want to praise the County Executive for bringing some creativity and putting emphasis on the revolving loan fund, economic development, especially with minority business development. With that being said, I'm not interested in giving away any power. So I think, some of my colleagues have alluded to it already, that there just hasn't been enough conversation between the third and second floor about this initiative. And had there been more conversation, we probably could have came to this meeting with a better understanding of what the county executive is trying to do with this initiative. But with that being said, you know, I look forward to having a continued conversation about it and learning more about the facts and the figures and the science behind why you went this way. But right now, I'm not willing to support the Development Corporation as it stands. And I agree that with the $5 million, that number needs to come down because we have a lot of other things as far as contingency reserves and other things that we need right now in the immediate future. But I definitely want to praise yourself and the county executive for coming forth with some ideas to spur development and jobs in the region. So thank you. Thank you.
I have a couple of questions, but I don't know if any of the supervisors in the audience have some questions. Supervisor Jerzyk.
I would just like to remind the committee that we passed a resolution just very recently from strategic planning that specifically stated the following. Be further resolved. Congress supervisors hereby supports the following policies related to the sale of land assets. Use land sale proceeds for one-time projects or acquisitions as opposed to using land sales to offset ongoing operating costs of county government. Budget use of land sale proceeds upon actual receipt as opposed to prospective planning for anticipated sale proceeds that historically are subject to significant delays or modifications. Now, I've been here much shorter than certainly the chairman and others, but while I've been here, I've watched planning for the UWM Innovation Park sale proceeds, some of which didn't get received, and then programs come back to us because they were never used, because they never received. I strongly urge the county exec when he came here to follow through on this policy. If we just create policies and they have no meaning, then I question why we do it. We've gotten in trouble with this board and prior boards for doing land sale proceeds before we receive them, and then we have all of these great ideas for land sale proceeds, and it's not just this one, but there are others in the budget. The county has plenty of problems. We have buildings that have maintenance issues. We are really having programs that are barely functioning because of lack of resources, and yet we constantly look to new ideas, new ways to use land sale proceeds as if that were a panacea. I would just suggest for this time, we've passed this policy, we've got a policy on facilities and a policy on human resources, two extremely important areas in this county. Let's try to follow through on those things. Those are two important issues, and not keep doing the same old thing that we've done every single year with regard to land sale proceeds. And I know this year we don't even have a sufficient contingency fund, much less to do something like this. So I strongly urge the board to stay on policy with our strategic planning. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
I'd just be very brief that I'll speak after the next item.
Supervisor, could I ask you to come forward so the mic can pick you up? I know you have a strong voice, but just a little closer, Supervisor.
If you say so.
That was a compliment.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I compliment everyone here, too. I was going to make some similar comments eventually. I think you heard from Supervisor Jurczyk, but I think it'll come in relation to areas we're still going to be talking about, so I'm going to reserve my comments. But I appreciate the comments that have been made. I have had similar concerns that the committee has brought up. So I appreciate your efforts, sir, as well as the county executives. But there's some real questions here. I think you've hit them. Thank you.
I have a couple questions for you. I think mine are trying to be pretty practical about how this is envisioned. I know that when you and I first talked about the revolving loan fund, I asked why was the creation of an outside board to administer, to make the final decisions, et cetera. And your primary response at the time was that in looking at how these loan funds have been set up, that if the land sales come in and we receive, whether it's $1 million or $5 million in 2012, that unless you go to an outside corporation, the funds cannot carry over. And we now know, at least from our research staff, that that's not correct. It wasn't the statutes that you read, and mm-hmm. it's not like you misread them. But given that that was considered one of the primary reasons, and that's not necessarily correct anymore, if the administration had known that, would they still have recommended an economic development corporation? Would they have been more willing to look at a more of an internal system?
Madam Chair, committee, great question, and yes, and I just, the example is those ones that I just said before. I mean, Kenosha Area Business Alliance is a separate entity. Racine Economic Development Corporation is a separate entity. Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation is a separate entity. So is Waukesha. They're all separated from the government because it's a best practice, most efficient, most ethical way to do it. It's a tricky situation when you actually have funds and you're appropriating them where they go to have them. I think they just did it as again, I don't know any other way to say it, but just to separate the decision makers from the people who are actually administering the fund. I think they saw that, all those counties saw that as, hey, let's get this at arm's length away. Let's still have oversight of how it works, but let's not be into picking who gets the funds. I mean, I think that's why all five of those are set up that way, and that's why we recommended we set it up this way. Thank you.
The next question that I had to deal with, I believe Supervisor Lipscomb brought this up, the difference between outsourcing or having a separate board versus having separate administration and RFP administration. On RFPing the administration, how many entities in southeastern Wisconsin are even capable of responding to that RFP? I'm assuming the Racine and the Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Milwaukee is too, in our region,
okay.
Right?
Do you have any performance data on them? How many loans that these different entities have given out and to whom? It's one thing to say they're going to focus either on minority loans or women-based loans or performance of any kind, but without having that information, we don't really know, since they've all been in existence for some time. Do you have that performance information?
Yeah, great question. I don't have the performance information right now. We could have got it, but I didn't want to make it seem like the county executive was going to pick who it was. So rather than get it from one or get it from all, we just didn't, and we just were going to wait for the RFP process for them to come in and tell us how good that they are and what their numbers are.
So you see three potential bidders?
I do.
Okay, and that's
At least three. I mean, I know Sewer PAC administers one, too. I can't remember which county it does. It might be Ozaukee County. Sewer PAC does the administration for. So there are other entities out there that do this. I assume Sewer PAC would join that RFP.
Another concern I had to do with how this outside board would function. From some of the ones I've seen, once you create that other board, it becomes a board that the public rarely even goes to.
Okay.
And a lot of the meetings are, some of the meetings are in the daytime, some of the meetings are in the evenings, and it varies highly. For example, the City of Milwaukee Economic Development Corp, the public doesn't go to those. And a lot of their decisions, even though they're not intended to be private decisions, in practical reality, a lot of those decisions are really made with really no public oversight.
Yeah.
And that's a concern of mine.
Yeah.
Even though I recognize that the county exec anticipates having elected officials on that board,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is part of it, it's part of the attempt to make it more public. The bottom line is, whether it's MATC's board or some of the other smaller boards in this community, once you do that, you have less public oversight.
Okay.
And I have a concern about handing over $5 million to an entity that my constituents will not know when the meetings are, not know what the decision, how the decisions are made, and have less input than they would have if it's a governing body
okay.
such that's elected officials ultimately. But
okay.
that's a concern, and I would
okay.
hope that I think the City of Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation is much more present than some of the other economic development entities out there, and that would be a concern for me in how this is presented. The other part that I wanted to request some more information is, did you look at all in putting this together? We have at the Milwaukee County Research Park, I'm not on the Research Park board, it's
mm-hmm.
never been my big thing, but it's one of the county's biggest economic pieces other than the transit system, in my opinion. And we have an incubator building there of small companies trying to get off the ground. And it would seem to me that any proposal for a revolving loan fund, we should be tying in with the resources and the economic development proposals we already have. So if you outsource the administration and outsource the board, I'm not so sure how that feeds into working with the Research Park. And I mean, there's a lot of businesses, for example, in the
sure.
incubator who've had to lay people off and people have left the incubator, et cetera, because of the economy, whereas if they were tied into a tied over loan or whatever, they
yeah.
might actually still be there. So I don't want different arms of county government functioning so independently that they don't get that synergism and that they could have if they worked together. So can you just talk a little bit about whether that piece was looked into at all or whether it's envisioned to be completely separate?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, you know, when we looked into that, we didn't actually take in what the relationship would be other than that there's going to be people at the research park or in that incubator that could really use this revolving loan, that could really use the funds to help them out, whether it's to not lay off people or it's to buy new equipment that they're in so need of. And so then they would, again, work, they would apply for these funds or these loans with the committee. And that's kind of how it would work. I mean, they definitely have to be in Milwaukee County. And with marketing, I mean, there's a marketing portion of this, too, is we would definitely market to Milwaukee County Research Park. I mean, we would market, let everyone know, hey, this is out there for you, this is available. I really appreciate your questions, though. I mean, they're
all right. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, my concern is that even though this result revolving loan fund, economic development fund, would eventually be capped at $5 million,
mm-hmm.
and for what you just said as it relates to the research park, what happens in the research park is important, but there are a lot of people out here who are unemployed who may not be employed by the research park because of what I alluded to earlier as far as lower unemployment rates for those who have higher levels of education.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a good number of the supervisors on this board are looking toward those who have maybe some skills and lower levels of education and maybe some experience who just aren't able to work right now because of the economy, because we are in this recession and we're experiencing the slow recovery, however long that's going to be. So when you talk about a high end, I think some of us are more concerned about the middle or low end. And if we only have $5 million with which to use those funds, maybe we should be looking at a second fund or a second mechanism
yeah.
by which Supervisors Bill and Lipscomb have done that with respect to their Workforce Economic Development Fund. But maybe there's a need for both as opposed to one. I mean, if the Economic Development Corporation members are going to be so restricted that they're going to only look at capital. Capital in the sense that the capital could not necessarily be for buildings, but again for the high end, those with the need of acquiring jobs to sustain those entrepreneurs and the small businesses, those entities at the research park, which as far as I'm concerned, are on a different level than those who are in need of basic employment or who need the training so that they could work on construction projects, so that they could work, go to Department of Transportation, whatever needs to be done in this area. So, again, maybe two funds are needed as opposed to one. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair, I just have one other comment, and it really isn't something that I think, it's not really a question, it's one of the concerns I have about the fund. Another supervisor brought up as well, which is actually more of a fiscal and budgeting issue. It's the use of the first $5 million for this fund and then the rest not going into contingency. Milwaukee County's first responsibility as a government is to provide the services it deems appropriate to provide and to balance its budget.
Yeah.
And so I looked at $5 million figure and that really boxes in any additional land sales other than the first $400,000 to go to a new program and a new proposal even before we balance our budget.
Yeah.
And I know there's other amendments out there that would box in the first $2 million. Who knows if there's other amendments that would change that number even further. If people are concerned about boxing in $2 million, they're going to certainly be even more concerned about boxing in $5 million. And that is a concern for me for any proposal that we have, because if we end up not balancing our budget because of a brand new proposal, the same time we're potentially laying off staff and doing all sorts of other changes and reducing our services, then even though it's a wonderful idea and a wonderful plan and something that I think will help the community, I think a revolving loan fund is really appropriate for the county to try and do. Times have changed, county needs to try and meet the current economy and meet those to help address some of those needs with the vast resources that we have. But at the same time, we're not the only answer. Mm-hmm. And if we do it at the cost of not balancing our budget, I mean, there's something wrong in that equation. So that's one of the key concerns, and I'm not really sure that your department would address. It's more overall of that fiscal issue.
Sure. And
I think you want to respond. I can see that you do.
I do. Is that okay? Madam Chair, Supervisor, no, I do, and I think that's one of the reasons why when the budget was crafted, it didn't include land sales. Because we didn't want to have that phantom revenue to say, okay, we're going to use $5 million into this, but yet we didn't show it. But it is 50% of all land sale revenues going into it. The other 50 is in the debt retirement program. So we're not taking all. It's not the first $5 million. It's just the first 50% of land sales. The other 50% goes to the debt retirement program, which I think is I don't know if we need to talk about it, but it's a very important. Very important program, especially for this county, if we want to move forward. I know we often talk about how we manage our debt well, but what does that really mean? I mean, I could have 3 credit cards maxed out, paying the interest only on them, and do it every month, and I manage my debt well, but we obviously know that's not the best way to go about it.
Well, I'm not going to get into debate. I'm going to say it one more time. We need to balance our books.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. And the way that the budget is, this particular piece of that budget is presented, regardless of whether the money is in there or not, the reality is, if we adopt the county executive's plan, there's not any contribution to the contingency fund. And that, I think, is a concern that really isn't related to your department per se, but it is a concern because it's enveloped in the proposal.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments by committee members or supervisors? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for your comments.
Now, are you going to put those here? Are you going to put them in the mailboxes?
I'll put them in the mailboxes.
Okay. All right.